Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. William Wilberforce was God's human catalyst in abolishing the English slave trade. No doubt, Wilberforce went around telling people, "The slave trade is wrong. I'm going to abolish it." In response, didn't people make fun of William? You can't abolish slavery. It is too entrenched in our society. You can't abolish slavery. Businesses are too invested in it. You can't abolish slavery. Nobody will vote with you or for you. You can't abolish slavery. The people are in favor of it. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it the case that slavery has been abolished? Thank God, and thank God for his William Wilberforce. I am not equating myself with William Wilberforce, but I am equating the abolition of the civil government school system with the abolition of the English slave trade. Both practices were entrenched in society, business, the political system, and the people's conscience. They all accepted slavery, and they all accept the practice of civil government schools. But there is belief that breeds hope, that breeds confidence. That confidence emanates from the Word of God. So wherever you are, like William Wilberforce, you need to tell people, slavery is wrong, and it was abolished. The civil government school system's existence is wrong, and it must be abolished. Don't worry about naysayers, including those Christian. They are on the wrong side of Scripture, and they are on the wrong side of God's history. You'll never hear this in a civil government school. You'll never hear this from the pulpit. That's why I tell this to you here, Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.